This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's open for business. Good morning, Frieda Liu here. I'm speaking to two of the finalists from the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge, which is in its fourth year. So we've been, the last couple of weeks, we've been speaking to the finalists. There are 20 of them. So I'm speaking to two more who have been on the show before, Wong Wei Meng from SpeedRen and Nadia Abdul Jalil from MyBump. So we're going to find out a little bit more about their company, a refresher of what the company does. I haven't decided who to speak to first. Okay, Wei Meng. Wei Meng, tell me about SpeedRen.
Yeah, so SpeedRent is a property platform that connects property owner and tenant to rent direct without the presence of agents. So unlike hiring agents where the processes are manual and offline, SpeedRent automates the entire rental life cycle from the moment your house is vacant to rental collection. So everything under one roof.
Okay, and the reason you came out with this was, what was the value proposition? What was the problem or the gap that you were trying to fill?
I think I was being a quite IT savvy guy, you know, I was trying to find a platform to list it myself, and I find it hard. The only way is going through agents. I don't mind using agents, but at the same time, I want to have some control of myself. I have to work on it as well, right? So that's predominantly, we created this platform to target owners that they have new channels to advertise. And if they want to do it themselves, they can do it and it's free. So that's predominantly the reason why my personal frustration, and I created something everyone can
okay.
use.
Okay, so 18 months now?
Yeah.
How's the journey been so far with 18 months?
Well, I think it's exciting and extremely stressful. we have been figuring out how to monetize. So later we'll talk about SpeedRent Easy Scheme. We figure out something. But in the past 18 months, I think we have started to, we actually going to break even. So that's great news for us, you know.
And as planned?
Well, it delayed for a few months for the break even, but fortunately, we are soon going to hit it. So that's really fortunate thing.
When you say that it's a little bit delayed, what caused the delay? What was something that you didn't see that resulted in the delay?
I think it's really the business model when we launched. Every time when an entrepreneur launched something, they thought it's going to work, right? Then it turned out, the market feedback is like this, this and that, et cetera, et cetera. Then we change. So keep iterating until, market basically thinks that, yeah. When we say, make a pitch to someone, they generally have more yes than no. Then, that's when we are hitting the sweet spot.
And okay. Yeah. What was so in the early days, obviously things have changed and all that. What was the market feedback that you had? And there are some things that you had to change.
Well, I think generally, people have been very supportive. They like the things we do. And they basically say, you give us another avenue to advertise. So predominantly, the feedback was exciting for owners, for tenants as well, because we don't charge anything, no commission at all. So tenants get savings from renting house through SpeedRent as well. So generally, both parties, the owners and the tenants, they like us very much.
Okay, so currently, how many listings do you have?
So every week, we add about 150 to 170 new houses. So that's as we go. So as an active listing, we have about 2,000, because we always flush 30 days ads out, so to keep the listing always fresh, so people come in, they don't see old listings.
Okay, so what is this SpeedRent Easy Scheme?
Yeah, this is the bomb. So Easy Scheme, what it does is, so traditionally, let's give some context, right? How a tenant, when they want to rent a house, they have to pay owner 3 months worth of deposit. And unfortunately, this is very tough right now with high cost of living, right? So we came out with Easy Scheme where tenant pays a 1 month worth of rent, and we in turn SpeedRent make a guarantee, some sort of like guarantor to the owner, that we will pay you 3 months if the tenant defaults. So that's really how we bridge the gap, because that's one of the key reasons a lot of deals fail. The tenant couldn't afford to pay the deposit upfront, and the owner don't want to take any risk. They said, no, I don't want to do this deal. So with Easy Scheme right now, we help to bridge that. So we take the fee and we make a guarantee.
So isn't that a big risk on your part?
It is, it is. I think we did some math. We look at the default rates and stuff like that. We sort of made an educated decision. But right now, it's really to test out the market to see if our guess is correct. Moving forward, we are actually looking to de-risk ourselves by getting an insurance company to underwrite the entire risk.
So you pay 1 month, they get to move in, and then after that, if they default payment to you, they're still in the house.
No. So once they default, they bye-bye lah, you know, like normal lah, you know.
Okay. Yeah. So then after that, and if not, then of course, if they suddenly say, I can't pay month two and three, you get to keep the deposit, I guess.
No.
Oh yeah, because that's been paid to the owner.
Yes, that's paid to the owner.
Okay. And the reason why you say calculated risk, but people can't save enough?
Yes, exactly. I think a lot of I think the targeted group that we are looking at, it's, you know, young families, young professionals, or they are just got married and have new kids. All these are events, big events, and you have spent on your wedding or spent on preparing your kids, you know, your new baby come aboard. How do you have so much savings to pay the deposit? So generally, this is a trend that we have seen for the past 1 year. That's why we saw a problem and decided to do something about it.
Okay, now we'll move on to Nadia. So Nadia Abdul Jalil from MyBump. So good to have you back. I spoke to you a couple of months back, right?
Yeah,
so tell June, tell us again what SpeedBump does.
MyBump.
SpeedRent, MyBump.
Yes. Yeah. So no worries at all. That's a good combo. So for MyBump, we are a crowd advertising platform.
Yeah.
So what we do is we match private car owners who are interested to create some additional income with our brands,
right.
Basically, yeah.
So and when we spoke, you had 1,200 drivers, and that number has gone up.
Yes, it has. We were very fortunate. We've had really good articles being written about us. And from 1,200 in June, we now have about 11,800 drivers on board.
Okay.
So that's a big... I couldn't be more thankful. But then again, because we are a small team, it's only me actually managing the driver side and customer service. So that's it's a whole new experience as well.
Just the numbers going up, and that was through media, that was through social media advertising. How did that number go up?
To be honest, we haven't spent anything on advertising. We only spent 20 ringgit earlier in June.
Okay.
That was just to test out the Facebook ads. And then because we got a lot of drivers coming in, we just stopped there. And then it was... I think some of the interviews through BFM, we got that from our drivers as well. I heard you guys on BFM. Oh, thank you, good marketing.
Okay. Thank you for listening to BFM. We appreciate it very much.
Yep, us too. And then we got some coverage in blogs. And I think it was part of it was through our case study campaign.
Mm-hmm.
We did a test case study with 12 drivers, them bumping my bump itself. And it was called a hashtag bump your brand campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the drivers we got on board, when we inquired, how did you hear about us? We saw you on the road, or my friend posted a selfie of you guys. A selfie with a sticker. And then that's how the news just spread around.
Right. Plus they heard it on BFM.
Yes.
and as well, so if you look at the profile of your drivers, what would it be?
At the moment, we are targeting Klang Valley drivers. So the particular group that we try to aim are young adults, young working adults and students, aged from 12 to 35. They drive a lot, basically about 60 kilometers a day to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, we do have drivers who don't drive that much on our platform. So what we do is, it's not a major concern because some advertisers, they are more targeted towards specific locations rather than the distance travel. So we try best to match advertisers with brands that fits both of the ends. And then they have to be social media friendly as well.
So do people look at locations, or really that's not important? As you know, like you may live in a certain place, but you drive around anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So how we communicate with our drivers, when we try to filter them out, we ask them where they stay and where they work. And then we also request the three top locations that they would travel on a weekly basis. And then from that database, we match it with advertisers who also want to advertise in the areas that the drivers drive.
Okay, so and I guess I asked you this earlier, but how do you prevent fraudulent claims?
Yes, yes.
There's a chip on all the sticker, no.
Actually, we got a lot of feedback. We've now up to our fourth version of stickers. We've finally came to a form of sticker where if you peel it off, you can't paste it on again.
Okay.
That's one verification mode for us to ensure that they don't peel off and still get paid.
You get the naughty ones, huh?
Yeah, there's some naughty ones. But on top of that, we also request the end of the month selfie upload to their social media. Payment only comes in after we get that social media sharing.
And the payment structure is like, what's that like?
So payment structure from the advertiser, we try to position ourselves, we try to serve the drivers, mostly help drivers earn additional income. So 80% of payment fees from advertisers goes directly to the driver, whereas 20% goes to our management fee. And this translates to management of the drivers, making sure that they put the sticker on, sharing of the selfie on social media with the right hashtags and status. And of course, end of the month analytical report on where these drivers travel. And then we convert that into a number of impressions so that advertisers can actually gauge how effective their campaign is.
Okay, so and what's the biggest challenge so far in taking My Bump to the next stage? I know you all wanted to come up with an app.
Yes, that's true. Last time we had an interview in June, we targeted our app to be out by end of third quarter. But after doing the case study campaign with the 12 drivers, we found out that there's a lot that we don't know. So it's a whole learning process and trying to fit the right features in the app. And so the new timeline now is pushed to soon, maybe next month, but worst case scenario is end of the fourth quarter.
What did you not know?
One is on the driver's part, the selfies, particularly from that end, it was, okay, you just share it on your social media. But we do have that instances where they take a couple of selfies, change their clothes, and then just save those
just
pictures.
Just like I said they would. Okay.
So one of the features now that we try to integrate to avoid that is a real-time camera through the app itself. And hopefully that will stop, somehow mitigate that factor as well. Also tell our drivers don't try that. Huh?
Yeah. Seriously, you have a lot of time. So with that app that you're planning to come up with, right, what will the app be able to do? Is that one of the things, real time? What will be the features of the app?
Okay, sure. For the drivers, the app, they will have a profile on the app. Mm-hmm. They can get updates on campaigns instantly and also notify us if they're interested to bump the brand. We also have a timeline on the sticker delivery. They know where the sticker is. And then there's also the tracking feature, of course. Mm-hmm. So the tracking feature, we consolidate where the drivers travel, and then we create a report. And on part of the advertiser, there's a dashboard as well. Mm-hmm. So they get to see where these drivers travel in real time, almost real time. It's 24 hours update. Thankfully enough for advertisers, they don't need like real on the dot tracking location, but we do consolidate that information on a daily basis, and they get to see at the end of the month how effective their campaign is.
All right, and we'll find out what you guys want to do with the money if you guys win after this. Nadia Abdul Jalil from My Bump and Wong Wei Meng from Speed Rent. I call them Speed Bump. of course, they're finalists. Panelists of the Lions Bank SME Innovation Challenge. You're listening to Open for Business. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Behind famous men. BFM 89.9.
This is Frida Liu. I'm speaking to two of the finalists for the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge right here in Open for Business. Wong Wei Meng from Speed Rent and Nadia Abdul Jalil from My Bump. They spent some time talking about their businesses a little earlier on. And of course, you know, in the last couple of weeks, you guys have met up with the other 20 finalists, gotten together, made some new friends, and of course, this training that you all have gone through, workshops that you've gone through, presentation impact, strategic influencing, lean marketing, of course, the CEO chat room as well. So having gone through that, and even, I guess, the conversations you've had with other contestants, right, what has been most impactful for you?
I think for me personally, it's really about, I think the first one was a CEO talk, It focuses a lot of, I think Tan Sri and the CEO talks a lot about fundamentals, building a great team, doing a lot of planning, meticulous planning, and know your USP, right? So I think it's really fundamental, and sometimes we tend to be dragged off and think about the funky stuff, but forgotten about fundamentals. So it's a good thing that it brings me back to ground. I think other things are more informal, where talking to other contestants, where you know they share their problems and how they solve it. We can learn from one another. I think that's really a platform for us to get to know one another and sharing experience. I think that's by far one of the most.
I think all of the 20 contestants have very different businesses. There's none that's similar. All have been very different types of businesses, which is great, right? Yeah. I think you sort of learn from different industries because you just sort of see things differently. What about for you, Nadia?
I echo Wei Ming on that part. The CEO chat room was really helpful, but and also the strategic thinking. I like that. That is one element. It's, for me, it's the first time trying to lead a team. It's not that big. We have three core members. I'd also like to give a quick shout out to my co-founder, Danish, and Karam.
How are you, Danish? Okay.
Karam, our full stack developer. And we also have Rishwan and Niall working on us on contract basis, helping us with the development of the app. Awesome team. So trying to understand how to position yourself as not as a leader, but more as someone that brings together different people and working towards a common goal. So I found that really helpful through the strategic thinking session and also the presentation skills as well, how to communicate with people and then getting to know your team better and forming that strong relationship. And that creates a much more better environment for the team to also grow with the business.
And I think you all got one more workshop to go for or something. And then and then after that, the top six will be announced on November 28th. And
but there's there's a pitch on
November 28th. And then from there, top six is when?
28th, I think.
28th as well, right? So then from this six, we'll know who the winners are. So that's going to be about a month from now.
Yes.
Exciting. Now, okay, if you win 250,000 ringgit.
Hooray.
Hooray. What will you do with the money, Wei Ming?
I'll spend it all on vacation. No, I think the first thing we would do is, we always look at problems. We are big in technology. So we look at problems and how can we automate all these problems. So I think we will invest in that, one of key areas. And marketing is one of the, we really need that. So we will spend a lot on that part as well. So mainly on R&D and marketing.
Okay, R&D, marketing for you?
It's always good to have additional funds. For us, it's, I think it's hiring of the team. As mentioned, it's a very small team. There's only three core members. And on even business development, customer service, I share that with Danish. And we have 11,800 drivers on board and they're pretty giddy and excited about where can I create additional income. I got a call like middle of the night, the people calling up like, when can I get my bump sticker and start making money?
So that if you win 250,000, it'd be hiring someone in customer service
hopefully. I mean, more people in the team to help us out and also share our journey. Basically, we are trying to most of the time, this previous months was getting to know the team as well and getting to know the business and trying to grow. But we've come to a stage where I think we're comfortable enough where we are to get more people in and hopefully with the funds that we get, hiring would be the main portion of it. And also some on our app development and internal operations as well.
Okay. Expect more drivers after this interview.
Yes.
Okay, because they heard it on BFM. All the best to the both of you. I'm personally excited to see who'll get to top six, right? Wong Wei Meng from SpeedRen and Nadia Abdul-Jalil from MyBump, finalists from the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.